What's up, guys? It's the More Than Just Makeup podcast featuring me, Kamara A. Unique, and of course, the Holy Spirit. We can't forget him. And I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and for bearing with me. I feel like I say this every single time I come back on because I run. I get busy, things get a little crazy. My schedule has been a little bit crazy since the last podcast that I did, where I ended off with the times and seasons. And the Holy Spirit was like, you need to, if you're going to start your podcast again, I need you to start from where you, finish what you started. And so I'm back to talk about the times and seasons. But just giving you guys a little recap of where I've been and what I've been doing, I have been really focusing on the More Than Just Makeup Academy and training a few artists, and it's been so fruitful and so amazing. I am so grateful that God has given me this amazing ministry. The More Than Just Makeup ministry has been on my heart for more before COVID, and you know, I finally took up the courage to finally get it going. So my website is finally up, but it is not finished yet. I am going to finish it and add the things that needs to be added so that you guys, if you do want to sign up for coaching and group coaching, I'm going to be doing that now for, and I have to say it because if I don't say it, then I'm going to not be held accountable. but I'm going to be doing the group coaching. I wanted to test out the waters and test to see, just dip my toes in and see how it will affect my schedule, how it would affect me and what I would have to do. So I started off with a couple of girls, and so far I was able to bring them with me to account, to experience Fashion Week with me and experience other events where I was speaking events. And it's been, I mean, for me, it's been amazing. I don't know yet with them. I think for them, it's been good too, because one of my girls planned her own photo shoot. She built her entire website, got her prices in order. And I'm just so proud of her. I'm just so godly proud of what she's doing and how she's allowing God to use her, and just so grateful that God is using me to thrust her into where she's called to be. So shout outs to her. And so I wanted to finish up talking about the times and seasons. I think I have been in a place where I am understanding my times and seasons, but also being comfortable with the time and the season that I'm in. And it's not that easy being in that place. It's not that easy being mature enough to say, you know what, I'm going to just do the things that God has called me to do and trust this process. And though things may not look the way that I desire it to look, I'm going to believe that God wants the more for me, right? It's not as easy. And I'm learning to become an expert at this. I'm going to call it expert because I have been waiting for a long time for some things. And even, you know, understanding like that there are some things that maybe I wanted and God was like, yeah, nah, baby, I got better for you. And learning how to let those things go. And so I'm going to read, the scripture again, but if you do want to look in listen to the last podcast I did, to just listen to how I broke down and how the Holy Spirit gave me Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1, Ecclesiastes 3, then you'll be able to tag along with where I'm at now. So a time for everything. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, and that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. That is a gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever, and nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Whatever is has already been, and whatever will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. And that is from the NIV version. And I just want to just briefly go back over what I spoke about. What I spoke about before was, as a creative, we want to be able to discern our times and seasons that God has us in. I need something to drink. I'm thirsty. We want to be able to discern our times and seasons that God has us in. First, we start building. We start building an idea. That is the time that we start birthing something. Sorry, guys. I am like, my throat. The devil's a lie. Okay. When we first start building an idea, that is our time that we are birthing something. But as we get mature as founders, as makeup artists, as people of God, as children of God, there will be a time when those old ways and old patterns cannot come with us into that new thing. And I think for me, that's been something that I have been really working on, is getting rid of those things that I used to do before I matured in my walk in Christ, and just being honest with myself and holding myself accountable to say, like, in order for you to go to this next level, Cam, this can't come with you. You're going to have to read more in this season. You're going to have to listen more. You're going to have to be quiet more. You're going to have to pray more, fast more. There's so many things that you have to do, the more of the things that you have to do from what you did before, because the old ways can't get you to the new levels, right? And so as I was reading it for today, I'm starting back into a time to weep, because I already spoke in the last podcast about, you know, I ended at a time to tear and a time to build. And now God wants me to talk about, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. And what he was giving me was, the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Grieving old ways and patterns is real. And I'm going to be real with you. I've done it. I have missed, you know, certain things that I used to do and certain experiences that I used to have. And certain ways that I used to cope. And, you know, I cannot take those old ways, and I can't cope anymore in a way that is like unhealthy for myself as a woman. You know, I have to be honest with myself of saying, like, this is not okay. This doesn't feel good. How do we shift it? And then actually shifting and moving with the shift. It's uncomfortable. Grieving those old ways and patterns. It's extremely uncomfortable when you know that God is calling you to someplace that is higher, and you're looking at, like, okay, if I'm going to be serving a certain kind of person compared to where I was before, I also need to be sure that I am serving myself at the highest level so that I can in return pour back into the people that I'm called to. You know, this helps you be accountable for your character and maturity, whether you are in your business relationships or your personal relationships. How mature are you? Are you sharing the things that grieve you, the bitterness that you carry? Are you sharing that more than the good things that God has done for you? And I had to check myself a few times, you know, because when it comes to the beauty industry, one of the things that peeves my spirit is the spirit of competition. There is a heavy spirit of competition in the beauty industry, and especially in the faith-based beauty industry. And there are times when I will post something, and because there is a familiarity with people with me, I don't understand how, but I've learned that social media has made people feel very familiar. And in that familiarity, they believe and perceive that there is more to our relationship than there is. Unless the Lord leads me to say, hey, connect with this person, then I do. But there are times when I don't really connect, when I don't connect at all, or if I just respond on social, it's because of love, of like, yeah. But I have noticed that even with me posting about the More Than Just Makeup Academy and what More Than Just Makeup means, that I've had a few artists share that God put it on their hearts to do it. And I'm like, that's weird, because I've had a podcast named this for 4 years. And so the spirit of competition in the body of Christ when it comes to beauty has to, in order for us to be who God has called us to be, we have to learn how to build in a collective way. We have to learn how to build in a loving way, and we have to learn how to build in unity, and rather than just about yourself only and not focusing on what the real thing is. What I'm called to is something that is completely different than what you're called to. Now, it may have some similarities because we're probably in a certain kind of industry, but I started, you know, sharing about God and faith and beauty back in 2017 when it was not trending. I felt very alone when I did it. I felt like I was being often looked at weird, which I was, especially being someone that was verified on IG for years, that had thousands of followers, that had celebrity clientele. This was something that was not normal. And it took a lot of courage for me to step out and just share the goodness of the gospel and to share the goodness of Jesus, and be open to that, because it was a scary thing for me. Even in 2020, when I went live, I honestly at that time didn't really know my word the way that I should have at that time. But I just felt this fire in me to talk about God and to share about God while I was doing my makeup and bringing people joy. And just the other day at the Brooklyn Museum, when I was at the event that I went to support my client Victory at, a woman came up to me and thanked me for those lives and thanked me for it, because she said that those lives brought her joy and it really helped her. It helped her a lot during the pandemic. And I never realized how much it helped people, because no one really tells me, like, hey, girl, you be helping people. a lot of people like to keep it to themselves. I don't know if I have like a spirit of like ego on me or something, that people think that I have this ego thing that is just not there. Because I'm one of the most humble people that I know. And I can say that because I love people. I love seeing people feel good. I love seeing people experience joy. I love seeing people just happy. I enjoy when God, even when God uses me in a way to speak into someone's life and it moves them, that brings me joy. Like, I really enjoy what I do. And when I do makeup on someone, and just getting like little, you know, compliments from the clients, like even when I was with Miss Ange the other day, you know, she said, and I'm talking about Angela Bassett. I don't really share too much about what we talk about because it's personal and of course it's private, but this I can share. She said, you know, she just stopped and thanked me for the peace that I bring and for being with her, and that she enjoys how I do her makeup. Like, that right there, right, like, means a lot to me, you know? And so I just really pray that that spirit of competition dies immediately in the beauty industry, because every day I have to kill my flesh from responding. And I have to also say to those of the people that do it, that stop letting the devil use you. And also, it's not as encouraging for me this person that God has called to this thing, that's a heavy, heavy, heavy burden. And I've said yes, and then I've said no. But then I was talking to, you know, talking to my friend today, and she said, you know, if God says to do something and I say yes, I know how heavy that yes is, and I have to just do it. And she doesn't even realize how she inspired me to just say, okay, if I said yes, I gotta do it. And there have been many times when I've said yes and I was like, yeah, nah. And then I go back and yes, and then said nah. And so, you know, I'm going to go back to what I was saying, but the saying that basically I just pray that that spirit of competition, and that we also find a way to be unified and bring unity into the kingdom so that Jesus is glorified and not us. And so back to what I was saying with a time to weep and a time to laugh. There is also a sadness that comes with when we walk away from people. There's a sadness that comes from when we walk away from a certain client. I know that I've experienced sadness when I walked away from certain clients. I remember when I worked with, you know, Chloe and Hallie, and I loved them. It was amazing experience to work with them and to experience what God was doing through them. And then the Lord removed me from them, and I couldn't understand why. I cried. I was like, God, they're about to blow up. I'm going to look like I'm a fool. I'm going to look like I'm the crazy one. I'm going to look like I'm the one that, you know, that can't keep a client. And then they dropped their album, Ungodly Hour. And I have to be honest, I could have never posted that on my page, because that's something that I will be so against. You know, I would never share something that is not of God, right? Or supporting ungodliness. And when I saw that in my maturity where I'm at now, I'm like, man, God, you was really protecting me. And even when I thought that it was hurting me, it was nothing but protection. And so, yes, there's a lot of hurt that comes with walking away with people. But when you step into what God has for you, because you finally feel peace and align, you will finally feel the peace and alignment with who you're spending your time with. I'm at the place in my life right now where the clients that I currently have, I feel the most aligned to. I feel at peace. I'm not working as much as I used to, but my experiences have been far greater than what any payments or any experiences that I've had before could pay me. And you want that for yourself. You want to discern where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be with, and be 100% okay with that. So I say to you guys, to mourn the thing that God is taking away from you, but also rejoice and dance into the new thing that He is doing. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness, and streams in the wasteland." So the things that the wilderness seasons, those things, those wasteland places that you felt like were deserted and desolate, He is bringing refreshment to that. He is bringing a new thing into your wilderness. He is creating a path. The Bible says God His angels go before you and make your crooked path straight. He is allowing those crooked paths to become straight in the wilderness season, so that you are learning from your mistakes, rather than just taking it on as a burden that was never meant for you to keep, but actually something for you to learn from, so that you can now take it to someone else and pour into another person and share with them the goodness of God, you know. And don't forget that part. Like, don't forget that, yes, this part hurts. It does not feel good, but this is being used for, is going to be used for a greater purpose. I remember consistently replaying where I was before COVID in my career. And those things caused me to pause and stop. But it also caused me to believe that God didn't have good things for me. And I can be honest about that. Like, I can totally share this from like a place of like, y'all, Miss Empowering Kamara, like literally was like, Okay, I know I could believe for you, but for me, it was very hard for me to believe for myself. And it caused me to kind of like stop the things that God called me to do and even doubt everything. But I had to also learn that my times and seasons, I had to learn those times and seasons and those things that I was like the place that I'm in now. And I'm grateful that God kind of sent people in my life to inspire me in ways where I can like see the boldness and the things that they're called to and actually be inspired by it, but not feel in a way where I feel like I'm not enough. You know, he's really been planting in my worthiness and walking in that fullness of the worth of who I am and who I'm called to be. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm really grateful for that. And I pray right now that if there is someone that's listening to this that feels like they are stuck and that they're in a place that they're stuck looking back at the past or stuck looking, don't be like Lot's wife and continue to look back at the past things and to become like a pillar of salt where you're stuck in a place where you cannot move. That pillar of salt place is not easy to get out of. And so I pray right now that your spirit, as you hear this, your spirit is quickened and that you come out of the cave. You come out now and you do what God has called you to be and you walk in the fullness of that and you stay in your word. I've learned that when I stay out of my word and I just like keep the Bible near and don't listen to it, don't read it, I feel my spirit is like, ugh. And honestly, it really does enrich your spirit when you're reading God's word because his word is true and his word is living and breathing. It's him. He is the word. And so we need to continuously take in the word of God for where we are in our careers, in our relationships, in our mind, just for everything of our, in our personal relationships. We want to apply the word to our personal lives in a way that helps us to understand the times and the seasons. So there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. At all times, we need to accept who God is calling us to be. And we need to stop embracing the things that society and culture and the enemy even has placed on us. These things bring false burdens to rush us into something that we're not, but also to walk into a promise that we're not ready to sustain. When you're called to high places in Christ, your prayer should be always be, Lord, help me to steward this time and this season correctly. You want to steward those relationships correctly. How are you treating your client? Is because like, are you treating this client unfairly? Are you not giving them a face mask, face massage, neck massage, and all the experience, or, you know, taking your time, getting them ready and lotioning up their legs and, you know, so that they don't mess up their dress all because they're not a celebrity? Because I'm telling you one thing about me, every person gets the same experience. From Angela Bassett to Yvette Nicole Brown to Victory Boy to even to my executive clients, all of the women I work with, no matter where they are in their lives, they're going to be treated as queens when I work with them. Because one, I treat myself as a queen. The way I get myself ready in the morning, the way that I take care of myself in the shower, I'm going to make sure that I do the same. The way that I put my makeup on, I'm going to make sure that I try to give clients the same experience that I give to myself. There's a time to search and a time to give up. Many of us believe that we will be fulfilled if we just get to that place, if we just get invited, if we just work with that client that we've always dreamt about. The thing is that fulfillment is really, truly, honestly, and I gotta be honest with y'all, it's only found in Jesus. I had to even stop and ask myself, is God enough? And there was a time when I said he wasn't, that I needed the more. I needed more things. And being who he is, he allowed me to experience the more. And I still realized that I was unfulfilled. That the one thing I was truly desiring was closeness with God. And I became so overwhelmed with my promises that I forgot my promise keeper. And it kind of could draw you in a place of feeling crazy because you could think that you're wrong and like you would literally be wrong and strong because you would think that God is doing something against you and God is trying to like doesn't want you to prosper, doesn't want certain things, which is all lies, right? Because what is lies? He's not that kind of God. He's not that kind of father. And all of it boils down to what's really in your heart. Is your heart really in a place where you can steward the gifts that God has given you, where he gets the glory and not you? Are you willing and able to actually look into your heart and see that there is some bitterness from a past client or a past experience that you've had? And if you get around someone that reminds you of that client, you may get triggered and treat that person in a way that God is not calling you to treat them. And we have to stop setting ourselves up for heartbreak. I think wanting to get to the next place so quickly and so fast is stopping us from truly healing from those experiences. And then we start to search high and low for things to bring us peace and for things to bring us to experience our desires. And and our spirit man is like fighting with us because our spirit man is literally like, girl, if you don't connect me to my creator, then you cannot truly be who I need you to be. And we need to really truly learn God's character and also watch how, when we do learn about his character, how much our minds transform. Putting on that helmet of salvation and guarding our thoughts and affirming ourselves with God's word, affirming our clients with God's word. This brings us to a place where we can fully just say, I'm understanding my time. I'm understanding my seasons. I'm understanding why God placed me in this room. Even the other day when I did Victory's makeup, we went to the Sean Carter Foundation, had the Brooklyn Museum basically gave Jay-Z an award, and Victory was asked to basically sing. And the song that she chose to sing was a love song from God. And, you know, anyone that knows me knows that I'm not there to basically idolize Jay-Z or idolize what the Brooklyn Museum has done with his awards and calling it the Book of Hove and all of that. It was just a lot. It was a lot. And I had to ask the Lord for permission, of course, to go. But it reminds me of what God is saying when he says to us that we are more than just makeup, that I am more than just a makeup artist. I'm an intercessor. Right. I grew up in that neighborhood of Flatbush, Brooklyn. I used to go to that library a lot. And being in that neighborhood and being at that library, for her to be singing a love song from God was a huge thing. It was a huge thing for what God wanted to set in that atmosphere. And there are times when no one needs to know that you're interceding on behalf of the person you're with, but God knows. And we need to be able to heal so that we can actually walk into our assignments that we're called into in the fullness of who God has called us to be and be able to be used by God in multiple ways that's just insane, right? Like, that event blew me away, and I'm so grateful that God trusted me with that. This brings us to a time to tear and a time to mend. Who are you working with that God has called you to cut off? He said, cut it off. That one client that has you questioning your worth, not paying you your rates, or consistently leaving you doubting your gifts. I ask you to tear yourselves away from them and walk into the freedom that Jesus has for you, which is with new people and new clients that are going to honor you, that are going to love you, that are going to really enjoy what you carry and will not hesitate to share that with you. We have to also be aware that when God calls us to mend the relationships that were broken from different clients that we did have before. So what relationships is God saying, okay, I need you to call this person and apologize, mend this relationship with them? Is it relationships that were broken because of how you moved that was irresponsible, or you were not operating in excellence? You know, we know that we're operating in excellence when we can read the room. And I'll share more about that on the next podcast. And I'll go a little deeper into it soon. But our products, our brushes are clean. They're wiped down. They're prayed over. You want to make sure you're praying over everything so that when your brushes touch a person's face, that they feel peace. They feel God's peace. We ask the Holy Spirit to join us in our day and stay aware of His presence when we're going throughout our days. And the client leaves ready and willing to walk into his or her purpose, knowing that they feel confident in who God has called them to be because you were with them and you touched them. There's also a time to be silent and a time to speak. Now, this is where we talk about reading the room. Not every time you walk into a room, you want to be heard, you want to be seen. The ability to read a room can help many of us keep ourselves in the room that we're called to be in. Most times you're not called back because of your talent. Most times you're not called back because your talent was not good. Your talent was probably excellent, but because you just don't understand the concept of what it means to read a room. Clients are not our friends. Now, there may be some relationships that grow into a friendship, but that takes time. It takes trust. It takes dependability. It takes a leading that you want to be led by God in, that so that you're not finding yourself in a place that can bring hurt and pain. And you want to trust and still hold yourself accountable, that even if you did become friends with them, that you will still move accordingly and serve them as you would if it was your first time working with them. Being a servant of God is mainly for you to let God's voice be heard when you do speak, so that it's meant that. So that means you're going to be speaking love, peace, joy, all of the fruits of the Spirit. You want the fruit to be sweet. Your client is a person too. So just as much as you get nervous before something, it also happens to them too. So you always want to make sure that you can read the atmosphere and read the room of what is happening to them, and say to the client, and if you feel led to say to a person that you're working with, if you know that they're a believer or whatever, you know, asking them, are you okay for a quick prayer? Or, you know, did you need a hug? Because there's some times that I got to give a client a hug, like, come on, let me give you a hug. You know, but that's also the motherly, nurturing spirit I carry. I'm a mom, like, all day. That's just what it is. I will go more in depth in the next podcast about what it means to read the room, because I feel like there is some lessons and learning on reading the room that can really help people be called back into the rooms and to be trusted in a way that the client feels safe. God makes everything beautiful in its time. And so I want you to ask God, what season are you in, and the timing? And then after you say yes, execute what He's given you to do. God's actions and words cannot be changed. His words will always come to pass. In Ecclesiastes 3:15, it says, whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. He makes the same things happen over and over and over again. Some good, some bad. The bad is there for us to stop and say, what needs to change so that I can break this pattern? I know for me, I had to do a lot of ugly work to break a lot of the unhealthy, ungodly patterns that I was walking in. And, oh, it's windy outside. and of denying myself the pleasure of doing the ugly work and break off the patterns of denying myself the pleasure of being a leader in the kingdom. I think with me saying yes to God and denying the selfish desires that I've had before, denying myself of not truly wanting to serve God, or just honestly, just not just saying like, bruh, get somebody else. And this is hard. And this warfare kicks rocks. And being honest about that, you know, I think, you know, I think honestly experiencing that, it was like I was denying myself the pleasure of being a leader in the kingdom by saying no, and by saying yes, and then going back and, you know, going back and forth. And I want to serve the kingdom of God wholeheartedly. I want to be encouraged to know that God is with me in every part of this, in every part of this area that I'm called to. And I want to trust that everything's going to be okay. And so I pray that you guys receive this and that you're encouraged to come out the cave, to trust your times and your seasons, to learn Ecclesiastes 3 so that you can recite it to yourself, so that the times when things happen where you're questioning and doubting and wondering what's going on, understand that there is a time for everything. And God's timing is perfect. And it's really weird hearing me say that, because I used to be like, ciao. Like, I could be really honest with y'all. But, you know, as someone that is still, you know, in the process of the waiting and trusting this process that I'm in, I have learned that God's timing is truly perfect. And the person and the woman that I am today is more intentional about everything that He's given me. And you want to be intentional to a point where you're not being so hard on yourself, but you're also being true to yourself and true to who you truly are in Christ. And so I'm going to leave you guys here with that. I thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe, share, like, comment, leave a comment. Tell me, girl, this was good. You know, like, encourage your sister today. Okay. If you got to this end, to the ending, but I appreciate you guys. And I thank you guys for tuning in. Peace.